Okay, Sarah, got to have a serious conversation.
I'm here for you.
We're opening our first Airbnbs together.
We are.
So we need to knock it out of the park.
Yes.
I'm going to admit, my last Airbnbs, there were some things with my cleaning that I needed some help with. Also known as, I could never find the correct stainless steel cleaner. Mm. I was always toggling between brands that were on sale, like, you know, floor cleaners, bathroom cleaners. This time, I know you're the cleaning goddess, the guru.
Thank you.
It's going to, you know, it's a new year. I need to step up my game. And I think the cleaning is obviously that we have to knock that out of the park. Every single guest. What are we going to use?
I got you. So you know that I had a long career in the hospitality storied career in the hospitality industry in New York City, from Irish pubs to 5-star luxury hotels. And it doesn't matter what supply closet I was in, they were always Zepp products.
Okay.
So they've been around for 80 years. They are loved in the commercial industry. So it was a no-brainer when I was starting my own Airbnb business that I would bring these products to my Airbnbs. We don't have a lot of time as hosts to turn over the spaces. So the product has to work, and it has to work right the first time.
Right.
And they've got things from the stainless steel cleaners,
yes,
to the air neutralizers. They don't just cover up the smell, but they will neutralize
not
the smell.
Not offensive?
And it's not offensive.
Okay.
To floor cleaners, to upholstery. I'm telling you, all we have to do is buy all the products.
Okay.
Put them in the supply closet.
Done.
And we're going to be good to go.
All right. But where do we buy these products?
Literally anywhere. We've got the Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, Amazon. Like, they're everywhere you shop. So I just want our listeners to know that Zepp products are Thanks for Visiting approved.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to another wonderful episode of Thanks for Visiting. I am one of your co-hosts, Sarah Karakayan.
And I am Annette Grant. And together, we are
Thanks for Visiting.
Ooh, we nailed that one.
I actually kind of wanted to sing it, but I didn't. Maybe next time.
I need some voice lessons first. All right. Let's get started. Yeah, Sarah was quiet on that long pause.
I was like, do I take that on?
If you don't know, Sarah had a previous career.
He did. Yeah.
As a musical theater performer. Is that how
you
would say
that?
Yeah, I
was like, where are you going with this?
I don't know the correct way to talk about your past life. She might have toured the country with a musical some of you might be familiar with.
Yeah, Hairspray.
Hairspray. Who were you?
I played Brenda and I covered Tracy and Penny.
There you go. So if anybody, maybe we'll get Sarah to
do some
renditions of Hairspray here. Anyways.
Anyway, focusing. Okay.
So we are excited about our STR share Sunday today.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
So
who is it, Sarah?
Today we are sharing
the Vermont A-frame.
The Vermont A-frame. I didn't want to get it wrong because actually Annette has their Instagram pulled up because it's quite impressive. And I have their Airbnb profile pulled up, equally impressive.
Yes. So again, the Vermont A-frame, or Sarah says the Vermont A-frame. Yes. And I'm going to start first of all, go check them out. If you have your phone in your hand, their Instagram is amazing. What I love the most
about it
is their highlight section. They go through, they have their guests and photos that their guests have taken and put on social media, mm-hmm, behind the scenes of them fixing up the A-frame. Events in their areas, place to explore in their areas, for friendly places, shop local. There is a ski resort there, so they highlight that. Reviews of their property, where you should eat and drink. They do some giving back and a tour of the cabin. And they nail it. And it's all very well branded with the Vermont A-frame feel. So check it out. By the way, Sarah and I want to have an A-frame somewhere.
Yeah.
So anybody, we're going to start putting things out there.
Would you let us know?
If you want to, partner with us, let us know. We're putting it out there this year. We're looking for properties everywhere. We want partners. We want to do all the things where we can host as many people as possible.
I want to comment on their actual listing. It's actually equally impressive because for a number of reasons, listeners. So listen, I talk about how important photography is and how important it is to hire a professional or someone who knows how to handle a camera. Yes, the iPhone camera has come a long way and I've seen people do amazing things with it. So if you can, or if your photographer can, great. But so every single photo they have on their listing has the same feel and vibe to it. So they have like, they call it their Boho 60s A-frame. And so even like the coloring of the photo kind of feels vintage, which I really love. And also this one photo. So they have one photo of the bedroom where the bed is perfectly made. You can see how much light comes in. You can understand what the room looks like before you even, you know, get there, which I think is wonderful. But then if you keep scrolling, there's a photo of the bed and it's taken from the foot of the bed. And like one of the blankets looks like someone just got out of bed a little bit.
A little cozy.
I kind of love that because it makes you feel like, oh, I want to be there. Like that looks cozy and warm and inviting. And they also have a really great photo of their Instagram handle on one of those letterboards.
Yeah, that, I didn't notice that.
So I think that's just a great way to like just tell potential guests, like if you don't, if we haven't convinced you here on this listing, why don't you go check out our Instagram and catch us behind the scenes in our stories, on our highlights, see more photos. It's just a really good opportunity. They did a really nice job.
Yes.
If you are a potential host, a current host, you want to up your game on your photos and on your social media sharing, go check out the Vermont A-frame.
And we believe it's Monique and Jason.
Yes.
You guys are crushing it.
Killing it.
Send us a DM. We want to come hang out. All right.
Well, listeners, if you want us to share you on the podcast and blast your listing to thousands of listeners all over the world, use the hashtag #STRShareSunday on Instagram. We are constantly combing it for new sharers and we will share you right here.
So make sure to tag us and hashtag us.
Yes.
All right. Today's episode, it's going to be pretty good. It's kind of relevant. We've had some recent events, but we're going to talk about recent events and past events. And today's episode is how to bounce back when you let guests down.
Because here's the deal.
Bom, bom, bom.
I think this is why this is important that you and I do this. Annette, I feel like you come to us, listeners, because we are experts in this space. Annette and I have been doing this for a very long time. We have done this, taking it from different viewpoints or ways of doing it, which I think is really informational for all of you listening. But I by no means want you to think that we don't make mistakes. Even still, like you said, this is relevant. Like I just experienced something life-shattering to me past weekend. And you know me, like I'm a crazy lady, check things a million times. I've got checklist galore, like,
yeah. So if you guys could be, I'll take you to, I think it was Saturday night. Yes, this is real. Sarah and I are moving couches.
Yes, we were.
And right after we moved couches, we went to grab dinner and Sarah is like, the life has been sucked out of her. I'm like, what's wrong, girl? And she had to tell me, she basically had a host's worst nightmare happen the night before. Sarah, let's just get it out there. Let's air our
Dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Except it wasn't dirty laundry.
It wasn't.
Although that's another big host nightmare. But we're going to cover that in today's episode.
Sure.
So I think today what we're going to do, and I'm going to get into my story, but we're going to share experiences that Annette and I have experienced and then how we overcame them.
Yeah,
because how we bounced back. So I want this episode to make you feel like you're not alone if you've made a mistake. I want you to experience this episode because you know what? I was telling Annette, no matter what industry you're in, I don't care how good you are, things are going to happen. We talked about my days performing. You know, I would be doing the show like literally the 250th time and like I forget a line. Or I'm not kidding. You know what I mean? Or like my like I'm chatting with a cast member backstage and I have my entrance, I'm late. Like, you know, and it's because we're human. So anyway, I digress. Let's get into the story so that you guys can kind of maybe even learn too. Maybe we can help you not make the following mistakes.
Or when you do make the mistake, not feel so alone and figure out how you can
bounce back.
All right.
Okay.
So Sarah, let's talk about your specific incident that happened this week.
Yes. So here's the thing. It was a recipe kind of a disaster in where I had all my checks and balances in place, but there was one last checks and balance that I didn't do that really kind of sealed the deal for the situation. So every Sunday, I have an assistant, Liz. She is amazing. Every Sunday, she looks at our week ahead of our reservations, and she makes sure all the codes are set for the doors. And she also goes through the conversation we've had with the guests leading up to their stay to see if there's anything, number one, that we can do to surprise and delight them. So if they're running the marathon, you know, maybe we can leave them XYZ, like whatever, or they're celebrating an anniversary. But also to remind us, like, just so you remember, Anne wanted to check in early. So she does that for me on Sundays. Okay, so she sets a lock. Sundays, we're all good. Great. Well, I think it was Friday night. I usually get up to the sound of an Airbnb message. Like, I'm just programmed that way. I by no means want our listeners to think that, like, I'm like sleeping with the phone at my ear, but you are on call all the time, right? And there are ways to not get burnt out. I feel like we've talked about that before and we will talk about it in the future. But anyway, I woke up about 40 minutes after this message came through. And it was a guest who couldn't get into the building because their code wasn't working. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? I messaged them right away. No response. At this point, it's 2 a.m. now. And I texted them, but I didn't want to call because I just didn't know, like, did they get
where
in?
Where they were.
So anyway, I messaged incessantly. I did not go back to sleep that night. Like, I was up, messaged them again on the app. Like, there are a series of messages. And the next morning, Liz, my assistant, texts me. She goes, hey, this guest left me voicemails, because we leave more than one phone number for guests to reach out to. And I don't think they saw that they had another phone number they could call. They just saw Liz's. Well, Liz's phone was on Do Not Disturb. And in Liz's defense, she was not on duty.
Right.
So it was my night to be on duty. And they did not call me. And so while I messaged them on the app and on the phone number provided, they did not respond. So here is something that was different too. This never used to be this way, but if you look on a guest's profile on the desktop, it shows one number now versus if you see a guest's phone number on your app. Do you know what I mean?
Well, and I think they mask them too.
What do you mean by that?
Like, and on one of them, I feel like it's not really your number. It's like a kind of like an Airbnb, like mask number, right?
No, well, not in my experience. Like, this happened to me early in the week where I didn't have a disastrous situation. I was able to combat it. And I thought it was a one-off because the guest was from the UK. And so his UK number was displayed on the desktop version. No other number, just that one phone number.
Right.
And then his US number, he had a US number as well, was displayed on the app. So we had programmed his US number and it was actually his UK number who he thought we were anyway. So that kind of happened again where it was a husband and wife. And I think the wife had her phone number and the husband had his phone number. Airbnb displayed each number different on depending on how you looked at it. So yeah, they ended up going to a hotel and they weren't responding to me because they were so upset because they had brought a bunch of, it's the holidays right now, and they had brought a bunch of Christmas gifts and they actually unloaded their car before checking to get into space. So they had done a lot of work to just not be able to get in. Like, can you imagine how frustrating that is?
Right.
And we did put in the right phone number.
It just wasn't
the right phone number.
Right. So let's peel that back a little bit. So listeners, a couple of things here that we are talking about automatic locks. So, and Sarah and I have discussed this at length since this happened. And obviously she didn't have a chance to answer the phone. So we don't know how to fix that. But what we're talking about is if there's a number you use, maybe their some identifier in their profile to create the automatic door code, that there could be either multiple people staying and they don't have that certain access to that number, or Airbnb has two separate numbers. So it is difficult to know which number possibly they might be using. Did you put in there exactly what the four digits are?
So that's the trick. So I use, right now, I might be changing this, but right now I use SmartBnB for my automated messaging.
Okay.
SmartBnB grabs a phone number for me automatically, the last four digits of their phone number associated with their account, and then shows displays that when they send them their message.
So it does show those four digits.
Yes.
Okay.
So what we could have done, here's where I didn't do an extra step that I'm of course doing from now on. Mm-hmm. Already in the morning, every morning, whoever's on duty looks to see what cleanings are scheduled for that day. And we make sure that matches with what's actually happening, right? Because we use technology for everything to keep us automated. But I want to make sure technology is syncing. So what I could have done that morning was checked the locks as well and compared it to the automatic message that gets sent to the guest. Because I would have seen
that they were different.
That they were different four-digit numbers.
Right. All right. So let's talk about...
I do want to tell the listeners the moral. It's not the moral story, what ended up happening.
Yeah.
Finally, the guest's husband called me back and said, hey, we were just so frustrated last night. I apologize. We didn't respond to you. We just needed to calm down.
Decompress themselves. Yep. Right.
And I spent many years in hotels and restaurants, and I know the first thing with customer service is you acknowledge how frustrating it was. Like, I understand how frustrating it was for you. You apologize, you hear them out, you understand what they're trying to say and just tell them you understand their feelings. And then I provide them with solutions. I will, of course, fully refund your stay.
Right.
And I even offered, because they ended up staying in a hotel, that if there was a discrepancy between how much they pay at the hotel versus what they were planning on paying staying with me, I'd be happy to take care of that. Mm-hmm. That's something that, like, me personally as a human needed to do to feel better.
No, I think you have to, because you almost need to go above what the actual stay was, because they had this like huge hiccup in their plan.
They had been traveling all day.
And so this is something that Sarah and I discussed, because we know other hosts do this. So be interesting, listeners. Just send us some DMs. Let us know. We know some hosts that actually require check-ins before a certain time. That way, they can probably maybe guarantee a little bit more that they would be awake. But Sarah and I feel like we want our guests to be able to check in whenever they arrive, because obviously, travel plans change, people work.
They meet up with friends, traffic, they get to town, they go to dinner.
So we don't want to get rid of hey, you have to check in by a certain time when we'll still possibly wouldn't be sleepy. But let's talk about, you didn't cancel them, right?
So then you and I discussed this too. I reached out to Airbnb because I wanted to see if they could just cleanly refund them their money. Mm-hmm. And Airbnb just wasn't understanding that I wasn't canceling the reservation.
Right.
It was already active. It was happening. I just wanted to refund them for the stay. So I told them not to do that, because then they started talking about penalizing my superhost status.
Right.
And I was no, that's not okay. So what I did then is I went to the customer resolution center on Airbnb and I sent them money that way for the stay.
Sure.
And I also took into consideration that they pay a fee to Airbnb. So I made sure I covered that as well. So they got their full refund back. Even though I didn't receive that, they still spent that money.
Okay.
So that's what I did. So they are refunded. And we talk about how to bounce back, right? So number one, I shared what happened to me with someone who understands my industry and my job. So I shared it with Annette. And I, of course, had the opportunity to speak with the guest and share with them how incredibly sorry I was. I didn't make any excuses. I didn't try to tell him, I tried, but I failed, nothing. I just said I was sorry. It's not how I do business. And I want to do anything I can do to make it right. And then I get to work quickly on how to fix it. I've already got a lot of solutions. So I didn't tell you this yet, Annette, but I figured out how to get a phone number that I can forward to as many phones as I want.
Gotcha.
So now, instead of giving guests a bunch of different numbers that they can call, and it depends on who's on duty, that's Love not it. A great
One
way.
Can go to multiple.
One number, and what will happen then is when it rings to my staff, they will see it's an Airbnb guest. So if they're not on duty, they don't have to answer it. Mm-hmm. But we can kind of prepare ourselves as an Airbnb guest. They've got
Get
a question.
Your head right.
Yeah. That's one way I'm solving this. And then of course, my double checking the day every day of making sure the locks are syncing and everything's great. So, I worked in a great hotel that had systems in place, but it's just different when all your little hotel rooms are all over the city.
Okay. So be honest, because I'll admit this in my next one. When that happens, are you just I want to completely throw in the towel?
No,
this is the worst thing that could happen.
Yes.
Sarah and I talked about this, and maybe we're too sensitive, but it makes you physically ill that happened. But I think it shows that you care. Stuff does happen. I mean, we had to have a little, just chat back and forth about okay, here's what happens. We also don't celebrate a 5-star review for 10 days, but we will internalize this error for months and months and months, and actually probably never forget it.
Yeah, never. Well, I even think, you know, Liz felt terrible about the whole thing too, although she did nothing wrong as well. You know, she had no responsibility to answer the phone that night.
Right.
So, and I thought about her because, so, you know, Liz is just graduating from college, and I just know when I was at that point in my life, I feel like now where I'm at in my life, I know that no matter what you do, no matter what you're involved in, things are going to happen no matter how prepared you are.
Right.
But when you're at that point in your life, you, I don't know if you know that yet.
That, like, you're going to mess up.
That this is going to happen, even though she did nothing wrong, she's experiencing my mess up.
Right.
And I just want listeners to know that too. Like, you will take, maybe you'll take some courses from us. Maybe you'll listen to every podcast episode. I actually just got a DM the other day that's like, I'm listening to everything, I'm doing everything, but I'm still terrified I'm going to mess up. Well, I want to tell you,
you're gonna mess up.
You're going to let a guest down. It's just, I think it's how you respond to the guest. Because actually that guest, the husband was like, I really love how you're handling this. He was like, I know we were upset at first, but talking to you actually makes me feel better. Everything's fine. I just like how you're responding to this whole situation. And so that made me feel better as well.
Absolutely. And I always, no matter what business you're in, I'm always like, hey, at the end of the day, if you give somebody a refund, yes, they can still be mad at you.
Sure.
But morally, ethically, at the end of the day, like, you, whatever you promised them or sold them, if you give them the money back for it, you know.
Along with your sympathies.
Exactly.
Or your, you know, your apology.
It's kind of like what you can do,
right.
You know, like, hey, I at least didn't like hold their money for this. Like,
oh no, no, no.
You know, non-stay.
And I think I even experienced this today being the customer. I inquired to someone about a service and I wanted to change the service, right? Let's just say that I wanted to change the service that I was paying for last minute. And I knew that's annoying, but I was still planning on paying what they are expecting me to pay. I just wanted to change the type of service. And they kind of came back at me very defensively as the business. And I said, no, I'm not trying to cancel on you or not pay. I just want to change the way things are happening. So I want listeners to know that we are in the business of customer service too. So I don't mean to say that the customer's always right, but the customer's kind of always right.
Right.
Like, Airbnbs, it's hard to get bookings, especially right now with the months that we're in. And at least in Columbus, it's a super saturated market. And I'm not saying you need to bend over backwards and, you know, be a, what do you call it? Like a wet rag. But
right.
But at the same time, they're the paying guests.
Yes,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So, sure. Okay, Annette, I feel like I'm totally out here on my own. Can you
share a story? Because I can go on for a long time. I've talked about this one on prior episodes, but I'm going to talk about it again because I did. This one, I wanted to throw in the towel. Like, just take down all my listings, curl in a ball, stay in my closet for a while. You guys, I got a groom's car towed on the morning of his wedding. Yep, that happened. Where he went outside to like go start his wedding day and his car was gone. I mean, obviously, I didn't have it towed. I didn't call to have it towed. There were parking passes that you needed in my lot and I had created my own, but the office told me I could create my own, like make copies and laminate them. The towing company thought that they were counterfeit. Yes, I was making counterfeit parking passes. This is actually really funny now that I'm saying it. Long story short, they thought it was counterfeit. I had to drive the groom to the impound lot, which I had no idea where it was. I don't even know. I actually happened to be in the parking lot, like, because I lived in the building at this time.
Right.
Let me tell you exactly how this started. I'm me. If you guys ever meet me, I'm like, hey, how you doing? Like, really pretty bubbly most of the time. I'm in my parking lot. I had just went to get my Saturday morning coffee. I'm loving life. I'm getting out of my car that had not been towed the night before in the same lot. He's wandering around the lot. I'm like, hey, you need some help? He's like, my car is gone. And I'm like, oh my God.
Did you know it was a guest?
Oh, it was my guest because I had helped him the day before.
Oh, so you know him at that point. He knew you at that point.
Yeah, I had known him because he was having a wedding party. They had actually rented multiple units. They were having this whole extravaganza. I'd helped them the day before. And I think maybe something had went awry the day before. I don't even remember because this trumped it. Anyways, I'm like, oh my God, your car is gone. And so I start freaking out. I start looking at the time. He's got to be somewhere soon. I'd never been to the impound lot. Long story short, he gets in the car with me. You guys, when I say I could barely, he was sitting next to me and I thought if he could have punched me, he would have punched me. But I was a girl and luckily he held back. My leg was shaking driving him to the impound lot. All this crazy stuff. Just fast forward, he could barely get the car out because like he didn't, you know, I think maybe it was a rental car and he wasn't the owner and you need to show certain paperwork, or maybe it was like his fiance's car.
Oh, gosh.
He was basically getting in this verbal altercation with the people at the impound lot. I'm there. I'm like, can I just pay? I wanted to pay for it.
Yeah.
When I say they will never forget
this. I did. Yeah.
So a couple of things. I, of course, tried to make it right, similar to you. He did not want any of Annette that day. Like, he was basically like, just
get out of my life.
Get out of my hole everywhere. Yeah. You know, when I say my whole entire weekend, I had that, like, I was a wreck. I was like, I got to throw in the towel. I got to do this. I did. But anyways, I did refund him his whole entire, and I mean, which I think was small. It was a big, but it was not, I mean, I had to do that. I was just shook. But I will tell you this, that was a weekend that I didn't have a co-host. I didn't have any help yet. And the wake up call from that day was, I need somebody helping me. And it was a couple of things. A, I need somebody that I can call and talk to about when this stuff happens. And B, I just need somebody else helping me that if something were like this were to occur, what if I wasn't right there? Who could help me out?
Well, right. Or what if you had plans that day that you couldn't just go to the impound lot?
Right.
It was to the point where like, you really can't cancel whatever you had planned.
Right.
You know?
It was, or I didn't just run into him like, hey, what's going on? Man, like that one still to this day gets me, but hopefully, I think he did get there. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's a star of the show. They figured it out. I'm
sure. Yeah. They figured it out. And it wasn't like he was going to like, you know, brunch or something. It wasn't to the wedding. So it wasn't like he was going to be late for his own wedding. It was, you know.
But I think here too, Annette, you actually kind of like, I'm not trying to make excuses for us. I really know. I promise you.
Oh, yeah.
But like, it's not like you did anything wrong.
Right.
You did with the office. Because so listeners, remember Annette's start in her career. She works with developers and co-hosts apartments in bigger buildings.
Yeah, we were allowed to park there. Like, it wasn't zero malicious intent, zero really. Like,
or even like you dropping the ball.
No, I didn't even drop the ball. It was just like I needed more parking passes. And they were like, oh, yeah, you can make copies and just, you know,
right.
Whatever. So, yeah, that one, I will tell you, that one was devastating. I had another one. This one's actually pretty funny. This was completely on me. Again, when I lived in the same building where I had all the units, I'm not joking. Another Saturday afternoon just happened to be so. Home, like laying on my couch. And both of these incidents were so weird because like the time that I got that coffee was like in my parking lot. That was weird. The next one where I'm like laying on my couch on a random Saturday, like in the middle of the afternoon, phone starts ringing and I see it's a number that I don't have programmed. And so I answered and it's this really nice guy. He's like, hey, we're here to check in. And I'm like, check in? Like, what the heck? I hadn't cleaned anything. This is again where I was doing all my own cleanings. I'm like, someone's checking in today. And I look, it's like 3 p.m. It's my check-in. He's like, yeah, like we haven't gotten any of the information, any of the codes. I'm out front. And I'm like, I know for a fact this place is like not cleaned. I know it. I didn't clean it. So I called him and I just told him, I'm like, dude, I didn't say dude, but I completely told him, hey, I dropped the ball. My bad. I gave them my favorite restaurant. Like if they could go eat, I'd get their lunch. Luckily, the last guest, it was like not
a big deal.
It was, I could like clean it very quickly. But that was another one where luckily that guest was just so kind and had nothing. Like yeah. I waited for them there and like apologized and ended up becoming friends with them and like giving them other.
That's the Annette way.
Yeah,
I feel anyway.
I like that one. I like went above and beyond and they were like, we were cool by the end. But what I want to say is you are going to mess up. Mm-hmm. I've survived these. There's more nightmares.
How
I know for sure.
How did you bounce back from that one?
That one, the bounce back from that one again was, I'll be honest with everybody. That is when I would not always clean immediately after a checkout. And after that incident, I was like, I need to clean immediately after a checkout. That way I'm just always ready.
I agree.
Or I'm even ready if someone wants to last minute book,
right.
Anything like that. So I used to be like, oh, I don't have a booking. I can wait till tomorrow. Or, oh, and now I'm just like, I needed to be steady Eddie on someone checks out, it gets taken care of that day. Because it always led to some sort of issue because 100%. I don't have those, the calendar where it's like, wait a day or so. Yeah. I was always open. So I learned a lesson there. I was like, someone checks out, go there immediately. And not only that, like, I'll be honest with like automatic locks with certain things. I think you always want to go clean immediately because like I've gone in and like, you know, maybe they forgot to lock the door or they left all the lights on. And
you
the,
also have a certain period of time, both for insurance on exactly. Airbnb or your home insurance to report any damage yes. or so listeners,
just get in
I
there.
I would say that's non-negotiable. Yeah. If you're going to get into this, just plan on it needs to be clean the minute someone checks out.
Right. Or and if you're in an area and you know, like, you know, it can't happen, have something, a system in place where X amount of time yes. after a checkout, because that one was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last one I want to talk about just for like so bounce back from that one. That one was not as bad because I actually felt
good. I love that you treated them to lunch. When I work in the hotel, we would do that. If like their room wasn't ready mm-hmm. past check-in time,
right.
we would invite them to go to the bar. Although the bar's right there, you know, we invited them to go to the bar. We took care of everything yeah. and, you know.
And I just owned it. That one
yeah,
I
Yeah, you have to own
too.
It. Yeah.
But yeah. The last one I want to talk about is I had a guest for a week and I'm telling you, it was every day there was something. The first checked in, the Wi-Fi was down and I couldn't get it fixed. And this is the thing I want all the listeners to think about too. Like once you give them like one thing that isn't firing, yeah. it's it's just going to keep going down this like slippery slope. So my Wi-Fi wasn't working. So it already got off on a bad start. They were here for business. They had been here for weeks and weeks and weeks. The last one, they were like, you know what? We want a kitchen, da da da. Wi-Fi down. This is why I ended up getting a mobile hotspot because I couldn't get anybody out to fix it in a good amount of time. But after that, these guests actually were very seasoned vacation rental owners. And they just taught me a really good lesson. This was a unit that I kind of got up and running quickly and had a little bit of a list of things that I needed to get. But then I started booking it and just kind of let it go to the wayside. They called me one day and they're like, we don't have any bedside lamps. Where are your knives? One of my guests had taken my knives. The towels were like somehow like down to like one or two towels. Like every single thing, we're like, no, there's plenty of towels. They're like, no, there isn't. I'm like, there are knives. No, there isn't. Then the lamp, all these things. Like I went to Target and like toaster and just like all the stuff. And I got it all for them. But the thing is, I thought I made that right by buying all the stuff. And the guy's like, look, like I left it outside the door. Like, hey, I just bought everything you asked for. And he was like, you know, that's cool. But like, I'm washing knives and I'm unboxing lamps. And like, this isn't my job. And I was like, you are so freaking right. Like, I thought I had done the right thing. And I was like, no, I just gave him work to do.
Yeah.
Like, I actually probably made it worse. I should have just left the stuff go. And then the last one with that one, I woke up to a 5 a.m. call, same guest. The freaking roof starts leaking. So I had to refund them all. At the end of the day, listen to how awesome these people were. I just wrote them handwritten notes. I like refunded them. And they were like, you know what? The best thing we can do for you is we are not going to leave your review. And I was like, we'll call it even. And like, that one was bad too. But I'll tell you what, they taught me probably more than anybody else of like, wait a second, you got to step up your game. Like mm-hmm. even the little things like bedside lamps everywhere and mm-hmm. just little stuff that I was like, I always thought I would like get them like, oh, I'll get that later. I was like, no, like I need to get that now.
And that's why, so listeners, I am definitely, as Annette calls me sometimes, a little intense. I am totally type A. And I try to be better about done is better than perfect. But I feel like in some cases, when you open an Airbnb and someone's paying to stay there, mm-hmm. perfect is perfect. Like, right. You know what I mean? I think it needs to be perfect before a guest comes in.
Well, and I'll be honest, I would leverage myself so much on the location of my properties.
Sure.
But there are certain guests, like they wanted it all. It's like, I don't care if this is a great location.
Right.
Like I need to have these things. And so I was super thankful for that guest, actually, sure. because they probably helped me more than any other guest about paying attention to yeah. certain things I hadn't before. Even like they were very like about tea kettles and certain, like just a lot of kitchen stuff also. But again, they were vacation rental owners and I really appreciated that. So they had a totally different perspective. And so they helped me tremendously at pointing out all my like errors, my ways.
Before we wrap up this episode, I do want to talk about the other type of guest. The guest where you have the tea kettles, you have the bedside tables, you were incredibly descriptive in your listing, you've not misled anyone, not even by mistake, and they still aren't happy.
Oh, like the ones where I'm like, this might not be the place for you to stay.
Right.
And
well, you try to talk
stay.
Them out.
Yeah.
Right, right. Like, well, actually, I have a guest like that checking in today. And my one of my listings, it's in a on a third floor. The ceilings are really weird. And the guest said, hey, I just read in the listing again. You know, this is a few weeks out before they arrive. And it just mentions the ceilings are low in some spots. And I was like, oh, yeah, they're low. And she mentioned that they're tall. And I was like, you're not, this may not be the space for you. It's very small, great location, but, you know, XYZ. And so I offered to move them to other, I now have the ability to say, but I have a property here. They're right. All in great locations. They're normal 8-9 foot ceilings. And they discussed it. And she came back to me. She goes, actually, we want to stay in this space. And I was like, okay. Oh. All right. You know what I mean? And then that's when I say, just so you know, it's this view in from the bedroom. It's about 500 square feet. It is tiny. Like, I just want you to understand what it is. You know, to just knowing, even if it's a normal, you know, 8-foot ceiling, nothing's weird about the space. And just like the guests just, they don't want the bowls to be above the sink. They want it to be above the oven or whatever it is. You know, I'm being a little weird now, but sometimes it's
oh yeah,
you just can't make them happy.
Right.
And I've even tried to change the verbiage the morning after the guest checks in if they're staying more than one night to say, allow me the opportunity to make it right before you leave.
Right.
And then sometimes that invites them to say something that they know I can't change. And so we have that conversation. And how I bounce back from that is just knowing there are people out there who are hard to please.
Right. And the bounce back too is like, hey, whether I'm hosting or whatever
there's
going to be something that goes sideways.
Yes.
But the one thing I love about hosting that I do feel like even when something feels like it's not in your control, it's like, hey, I can make this right.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing is also they're probably checking out in a couple days.
Right.
So you can kind of like seal that one and move on to the next. If they're a long-term renter or you're at work and having beef with somebody, like you have to work with them every day. It's like this guest is most likely they're going to leave soon.
Right.
And you can kind of lay that to bed and move on. But the bounce back too is if you need to, like, shut your calendar for a day or so. Put your phone away and just be like, all right, I got this. Like,
right.
Don't have the you know, me where I'm like, this is too much. I didn't do it, but I was
You're
like...
You're still very much here in it.
I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I can't host, but I recommend to... Like, you can just give them their money back and go above and beyond there.
Well, you know what I used to do when I worked at the hotel? And I'm telling you, this hotel had its stuff together, its systems in place. I used to just kind of like, okay, I would take the challenge on. Like, this guest is unhappy. We've done everything we could. I'm going to make it my life's mission to turn this around. It's almost like a game. Not a trivial game, but it's almost like a game to me. Like, what creative way can I make this guest smile?
Right.
Like, what can I do?
Right.
And you get creative with it, whether it's a handwritten note, you surprise and delight them with a dinner for two to like a local place that's right down the street. You maybe an Airbnb gift card for their next stay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be money either. Like it can be simple things too. So just, I think the whole point of this episode is just, yes, things are going to happen. It's going to be your fault sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's not. And I think this really separates the super host, the actual super hosts from those who are just, as you and I, Annette, say, the heads in beds, the person in front of the Lamborghini giving a sign, making millions of dollars. Like, this is, you know.
Well, we hope it's encouraging, like, to hear our stories of, like, completely falling on our faces and messing up.
Yes.
Because Sarah and I pride ourselves on, like, being super hosts. And yeah, we've made some mess ups.
I know,
here,
it's not my last, but I just know that they will get less and less, and my bounce back to the guest is going to be quicker and quicker.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well, I think
Well, yeah, that was a bounce back episode.
Yeah.
Stuff's going to happen.
If you don't have a co-host yet, listeners, in your life, and you just want to like get it out, like maybe something happened at your short-term run, you just want to let us know, DM us on Instagram. We're at thanksforvisiting_, and let us know if we can share it with the world, because I'd be happy to share it back in our stories. I think it's nice to know that you're not alone and that we've all got our backs as hosts. So feel free to do that if you don't have anyone to vent to. All right. Well, I'm Sarah.
I'm Annette.
And we are.
Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.